Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Blacktop Wasteland by S.A. Cosby, published by Headline Books in 2020. Today's book is all about cars, debt, and fathers. Beauregard, known as Bug, is a mechanic in a small town, struggling to keep his business afloat. But Bug used to be the best-known wheelman in the area, although now he's turned his back on his criminal past to focus on making an honest living raising a family. But when debts pile up and Bug is at risk of losing his business, his home and everything he's worked for, an opportunity comes along for one last heist. Diamonds. A once-in-a-lifetime payoff. And Bug is drawn back into the criminal world and behind the wheel of the getaway car. Bug is haunted by his father, another famous driver, who abandoned him and his mother to escape his criminal past. And Bug doesn't know whether he's dead or alive. Now, despite his meticulous planning, when Bug re-enters the chaotic and duplicitous world of organized crime, he's quickly reminded that nothing is simple. And it's not as easy to escape the criminal life as he promised himself and his wife. When his family is threatened, he has to choose whether to become his father or stay the honest man he wants to be. Blacktop Wasteland is a high-speed, thrilling heist book with car chases, shootouts, and all the action sequences of the best Hollywood movies. But with devastating moral dilemmas, raw, real characters, and crisp and beautiful prose. Bug is torn between wanting to be a good man for his family and his community, and the thrill of being an outlaw like his daddy. He takes responsibility on himself to revive his fading business, provide for his wife and three children, and house his bitter mother in her nursing home. But in his attempts to solve all his problems on his own, he alienates the people he most loves, and he's horrified to see history repeating itself. He doesn't want to become his father, but still feels the same passion within himself, and this makes him question his true nature. Yes, Blacktop Wasteland is full of existential crises, as well as guns, drugs, and gasoline. Bug lives in a world that doesn't want him to succeed, full of racism, government bureaucracy, corrupt cops, poor housing, and job prospects. And against his better judgment, he aligns himself with untrustworthy, petty criminals who lie, undermine, and double-cross him. But is he a fool to think that it would be any other way? Blacktop Wasteland is also about cars, mechanical details, the performance of engines, and the tricks that Bug pulls off. And the land, the landscape, heat and flies and sweat, and the back roads and the highways. Now, I'm a bit of a sucker for a one last heist story, and whilst this is a bit of a cliche, which the writer recognises explicitly, Blacktop Wasteland brings an emotional depth which makes it stand on its own. So if you like nail-biting action, cars, heists, expert writing, heartbreak, regret, and father and son stories, I highly recommend Blacktop Wasteland by S.A. Cosby. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.